NASA engineers are studying the shadows Artemis astronauts may experience on the moon.
This is Innovation Now, bringing you stories of revolutionary ideas, emerging technologies, and the people behind the concepts that shape the future.
Similar to an inverted air hockey table, the flat floor facility at NASA's Marshall Space Flight Center is one of the largest and most stable air-bearing floors in the world. The design allows NASA to rearrange heavy structures with ease. Now the team is using the facility to study lighting and shadows on the moon. Large swaths of fabric are placed on top of the epoxy floor to imitate the reflective properties of lunar regolith. A low-fidelity mock-up of a lunar lander can be moved across the surface. Large 12-kilowatt and 6-kilowatt lights replicate the lighting conditions at the lunar south pole, where the sun shines at a permanent low angle, creating high contrasts between lit and shadowed areas. The laboratory is large enough for human-in-the-loop testing, so people walking around the floor will experience the same conditions as the astronauts. White colors will be blinding, while shadows behind a rock could stretch for feet, and the ones behind the lander appear to extend for miles. For Innovation Now, I'm Jennifer Pulley.
Innovation Now is produced by the National Institute of Aerospace through collaboration with NASA and is distributed by WHRV.